Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until then,
you're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
Seven. Fun times. Pretty much close to halfway of the season already.
Yeah, no kidding. It's already like less than a week away from Halloween. And the next thing you know, it's food day.
That's right.
And that's when like all of the action just really begins. That's when everything just, you know, it kicks up another notch
right
after Thanksgiving. That's when more of the Saturday game starts to come in, and then more of that week is stretched out. So,
right.
Then the holidays, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, and then the playoffs. So we already know we are like almost halfway through this, if we're not already halfway through it.
Well, so I always like to call, depending on how many weeks there are, like last since forever, there was always like 6-17 games. It will already be halfway through the season, but next week, technically for me, we'll call it being halfway of the season.
Yep.
Oh, wait. It's 18. Yeah. I will call this would be like a halfway point.
Right. Definitely.
All right, let's run through this real quick. Week 7 recap here. We're going to start with that Thursday night game. Jacksonville and New Orleans. Jacksonville 31-24. And then the Sunday games being the Cleveland Browns and the Indianapolis Colts. Browns 39-38 in the close one. Buffalo and New England. New England 29-25. The Commanders and the Giants. The Giants 14-7. Detroit and Baltimore. Baltimore 38-6. The Raiders and the Bears. The Bears 30-12. Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Atlanta 16-13. Pittsburgh and the Rams. Pittsburgh 24-17. Green Bay, Denver. Denver 19-17. San Diego, a.k.a. Los Angeles Chargers, and Kansas City. Kansas City, 31-17. Miami and Philadelphia. Philadelphia, 31-17. And the Monday night game, San Francisco and Minnesota. San Francisco suffering the second straight loss to Minnesota, 22-17. Then, the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks, 20-10. Madden 24. I played against Seattle, lost by a touchdown. 38-31 was the final score. I was down 20-0 in the first quarter, pulled it in, and did not have enough to pull out that win, which ended my 7-game career. I got cut. I was giving the scissors. Gone. Just cut me. So I ended up having to skip week 8, week 9, and week 10. Ended up with a new character signing on with the Rams and starting a new career with the Los Angeles Rams.
So what are you saying that like, have you even started on?
I haven't done a thing. I really didn't do anything.
That's a few.
Huh?
I said that's a few.
What's a few?
A funeral.
Oh, a funeral.
Yeah. That's a funeral.
Yeah, it is. It is. Just 7 games and getting cut like that, decision making on my part, because if I'm going to, you know, be a low ranking quarterback, I need to be with a good team that has a high ranking quarterback to be able to allow myself to build up. Otherwise, I'm not going to get anywhere if I am going to be with a team that do not have a good quarterback.
Yeah. Like, for an example, Skylar Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good example.
Very good example.
Like I said, I always struggle with an improviser quarterback. And on top of that, his accuracy is just not as good as an elite quarterback should be. I mean, I ain't worried about it. You know, there's, you know, other ways around this.
Well, I got a question. How do you think you're going to do with Matthew Stafford?
I don't know. Let's just say that Matt Stafford had better moments than Noodle Arm. Jerk off.
Was he just the quarterback for the Lions in Madden 22?
Yes. Jerk off, yes. Yes. But remember that because I decided to take the story on of being a first-round draft pick, I got to start over him because of my rating. So there wasn't that much work to do to be able to get to that position. However, to maintain that position even after 3 years always continues to be a challenge at Madden 22.
Yeah.
Madden 24, on the other hand, is because I'm a low-ranking quarterback. I'm started at a rating of 59. So now I got to, you know, work that up. And I believe that Matt Stafford would give me a little bit better of a chance. Because he's, I don't know if he's a field general. I'm not sure if he's a field general. I'm not sure what type of quarterback he is. But I know he don't run a lot. And I know that he throws in the pocket. And I know that fits within the same philosophy that I always, you know, like to be able to be as a quarterback, right. And that's, you know, pretty much a field general. So that's something that I see myself doing with the Rams, but just don't know at this point until we get to week 11, which is the week before Thanksgiving. I'll be playing my rematch against the Seahawks.
That's just so messed up on how that happened. That's just so messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tend to learn to take that and run with it because I've never seen that happen before. Because normally I don't get cut from teams. I don't get cut. That's my first time actually getting cut.
Well, that kind of humbled your ego there a little bit, didn't it?
Bruh. Yes, it did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
I'd have had a commission for only 7 games.
7 games.
Bro, it's not like it was 7 years. It was 7 games.
That's absolutely correct. Yes. Yes. I didn't even make it my whole first part of my rookie year.
I don't understand how they automatically had to make you forced to retire and you didn't even have a bad injury. You just had a bad rating.
Right.
That don't make sense to me.
Yeah, it just goes back to being with the right team. That's what it goes back to me.
Yeah.
If I would have been with a better team like I'm trying to think of a team.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Kansas City, San Francisco, Miami. I'm not gonna say Dallas per se, but
But Dallas, you could technically say, but yeah, I wouldn't say it either.
Yeah, I just wouldn't play with them. I wouldn't say Green Bay either.
No.
I don't know about Minnesota, but, you know, when you have an elite quarterback, now Patrick Mahomes would be a improviser that I can play with only because his accuracy is good. You know me, I'm not a person that likes to run the football. I am more particularly of a quarterback that likes to stand in the pocket and throw. You could be better of an improviser just simply because you run the ball. So you'll see more an advantage to run than to throw. For me, I have that advantage to throw versus run the ball. So people like Patrick Mahomes, I can definitely get away with just because of his accuracy. Right. Even Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, I can get away with that. I can get away with quite a few improviser quarterbacks if they got good accuracy on that behalf.
Definitely.
I can get away with it.
No doubt.
Sure. I could definitely
no
get
doubt.
Away with it. But I can't do it with a team that necessarily don't have a good quarterback, and that would be somebody like Kyler Murray. It would be somebody like who was another quarterback that's not all that great to me?
Noodle arm.
Yep, Jared Goff. The Detroit Lions, another say. I had another team at thought. Lamar Jackson would have been a good one.
Yeah, he would have.
Definitely been a good one. Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals. I had a quarterback in mind that I just did not think is all that great.
How about Justin Herbert?
I was going to. I was thinking about him, Justin Herbert. I was thinking about. It was another one I had in mind. I literally just had it in my head again. Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence,
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Well, you said San Francisco, so
yeah. I could get away with that one. Well, actually, Brock Purdy would probably be the better one. There was somebody else I had in mind. I got Justin Herbert.
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, Teddy Bridgewater. Any one of those quarterbacks.
Derek Carr.
Yep, Derek Carr. Derek Carr. That would be a struggle. But Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert is better on top of that category, but it would still be a struggle to accomplish what I want to accomplish as a low rating player.
Right.
Most of the times, right. you would have to think about going into a career that you will automatically have a high rating, and I mean even a mid round pick would somewhat be decent.
Definitely.
And that's something I didn't even think about. But because, like, with Madden 22, I have a first-round pick versus an unscouted player, and it's a challenge because you have absolutely no type of experience playing any type of college football, any type of football, period. So you're going to be actually going in there blind. And that's actually the kind of challenge that I like. But right now I'm on halt until week 11 since I got cut for 3 weeks. So,
man, that's speechless. I don't even know what to say about that one.
Yeah, I kept all my stats for the most part.
Yeah,
I just had to create a new character within myself and kind of, sign on with a new team, and that happened to be the Rams. I wanted to stay in the NFC West because I wanted to, that's a more competitive, playing field for me. Even though that in Madden 22, I'm in the
NFC North.
NFC North, that's a challenge in itself too. That's a challenge.
It is.
That's a challenge.
Big time.
So that's where I stand at right now. Believe it or not. So. We'll see how Madden goes. Madden 24 goes week 11, but Madden 22 is decent. I mean, I'm 7-1 now. I'm the only loss went to San Francisco. Pulled a comeback against Cincinnati. Won against the Bears in the last two games. And I'm gonna go ahead and continue to push it forward and push on the 2025 year into the playoffs and see what happens and see if I could win my third Super Bowl ring. And go into the fifth year, and do it all over again.
I saw something that was pretty interesting. I don't know if you saw it, but I definitely saw it. And my facts could be wrong when I saw it. But what I did see was that the Indianapolis Colts are the only team in the NFL that has scored 20-plus points in all of their games so far this season. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that, but we could definitely fact check that right damn now.
No, I already fact checked it. I just couldn't remember if that was the only team or if that was the second team.
Oh, I see your point.
I don't remember. I think they're the only team that has done it so far this season. That's the only thing that I can't remember. And I thought I saved it, but I don't see it. And I hate when that happens.
Oh, Daryl. Poor Daryl. You must have seen it on Instagram.
Either that or Twitter. I don't remember which one it is.
Boy, I can't spell the day either.
When have you not? Damn, I don't know what I did with it.
You know I can't find it there.
Damn.
Well,
where it went. I might have to check. Playing from Darren's iPad. Oops. Whoops.
Yeah.
Let's see if I put it on here.
Well, the rankings for week seven is interesting. Colts are way down here, 22nd.
I'm not too surprised about that. Despite them even scoring 38 points.
I would like to believe that's somewhat true, because it seems like that the Colts are the one that does some stuff like that, but can't really put the finishing touches on a lot of the
right
things that they do.
Right. I'm not surprised that at this point, but I think it's pretty much clear that it was they was the only team that I read it that the only team to score 20 plus points in all of their games. So that was something of interest, to say the least, about their season so far. Mm-hmm. It's been like a balanced beam, it's been unbalanced, been up and down, highs and lows and stuff like that. So I'm not surprised that happened.
Just trying to see. It looked like it's very well true, Daryl. You may be absolutely right.
No, I just read it. So thought it could have been something that I misread or something of that sort.
No, you didn't misread it. They are the only team in the NFL to score 20-plus in every game this season. The Dolphins and the Lions were also included in that list until this week.
Yep. They went below 20.
Yep. We go back and look. Week 7, who did I say? Detroit being one of them, 6 points. Miami. Where they go? Miami 17. So yeah, you read that right.
I wonder when that trial's gonna be up.
I asked the same question when they was talking about the Colts only allowing under 100 rushing yards in their 2018 season. I was going to ask when that was going to be over. It didn't go. It was, you know, solid the whole season. So I was,
impressed by that.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed by that.
Yeah. They were solid that year.
Yeah. You would think.
On the run defense.
Right. And yeah, on the run defense. That's absolutely right. And you would think because that they did that, you would think that they would have, you know, been able to win more games. And mm-hmm. even this season, scoring 20-plus points in every game this season, you would think that their record would look a lot better than it is. But, you know, more teams are actually scoring more than they are. So it's at this point, it's important for the Colts defense to really step in to prevent that, you know, above 20 scoring. Because
mm-hmm.
the Colts could get to 20, and it's been shown for the first six games, especially being down 20-0 to the Rams. 23-0, excuse me. 23-0. Yeah. No. Was it 23 or was it 20? I
think it was 20. It was somewhere around there. It was somewhere around there.
It was 20-0. Yeah, it was 20-0, 20-0 going into halftime, and they come back in the second half to score over 20 points. Because you would think that with that type of beatdown in the first half, you would think that, oh, we don't care. We just going to let this game finish. But they came back out and showed like they was playing in the first half. And like if it was the first half, but in the second half, trying to scratch and claw to come back, and they did. Because I didn't think they was going to do it. I thought they was just a done deal.
Yeah. I'm not too surprised that happened. Like in the first half when they actually was down 20-0 or 23-0 or whatever it was, I wasn't surprised that that happened.
Right.
And once they actually came to their senses and they actually, you know, got some defensive stops and some scores, that really kind of changed the momentum of the game.
Right, right, yeah. But that's all I have. You got anything else you want to add?
One more thing. NBA season, what are you looking forward to that? What's your overall thoughts? We haven't said much about it. So I just kind of like, inside, just want like your thoughts on, you know, with all the trades that we talked about on the previous podcast earlier this summer, and with all of that coming into the play, and you know, what is it that you're actually, you know, looking to see happen this season?
Looking to see how each team's going to be based on the trades that they've made in the offseason. So I'm curious to see how those trades are going to pay off, if they pay off.
So how do you think Milwaukee's going to look at this point? They got Damian Lillard, and that's a pretty big addition, but the biggest loss is coming to, you know, Jrue Holiday. So how do you think Milwaukee will stand without Jrue Holiday? You think there's going to be a big missing piece despite them having Damian Lillard?
On the behalf of a defensive standpoint, yes. But in the overall standpoint, no. I think Damian Lillard were going to be a better addition, just simply because Damian Lillard can pass the ball and pay attention probably a little bit more better. Not going against Jrue Holiday, but just the fact that, you know, Damian Lillard has more, I think, playing years than Jrue Holiday. I think it can, you know, improve their ability to move the ball around and find the wide open person. That's what I think.
I think also that Milwaukee's team points per game is going to go up higher.
Oh yeah,
what it was this past last season,
right?
And I think that with Damian Lillard and his addition is going to help with that explosion, offensive explosion. Mm-hmm. It's going to kind of remind you of the Kevin Durant era of the Golden State Warriors. So to speak. And I'm also looking forward to the Golden State Warriors with their addition to CP3. And they changed their lineup, I believe, if I'm correct. They did. In fact, like you said, that they actually were going to put him in the starting lineup, but it looked like they did. They actually put him in the point guard spot, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson moved up.
Oh, so Klay Thompson going to play the four position. Because they said that they really didn't have anybody in the four position anyway,
they still don't have nobody.
That's what I was going to say. Since Harrison Barnes and Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting aspect of Klay Thompson, you know, having to play
the forward. And I'm pretty sure he has before, like doing those rotations in the middle of the game to where probably Steph had to move up to the two and Klay had to move up to the three. So I'm like, it's going to be a little bit different full time now. So it's, that's going to be interesting with that addition to Chris Paul.
I'm just going to be honest. I'm really looking, you know, at Golden State and Milwaukee most likely making the finals, because I think their trades are going to be the ones that paid off the most.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, what do you think about the Pacers?
Who?
I really hope that was, I heard you, but.
Yeah, I heard you. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I honestly do not know. I am optimistic though, based on their preseason games. I believe that they can, you know, really pull something off. They got their game tomorrow night, opener anyway, or you know, opener of the season. So I'm hoping that, you know, that Carlisle's impact would, you know, make a difference like I did with Dallas. So we'll see how that goes, but I'm very optimistic.
With their additions, I'm still iffy about the Bruce Brown ordeal. I'm still a little concerned about the Obi Toppin addition, but you know, he did play pretty good during the preseason. Can't knock that, but yeah, I agree. I'm wondering how all this is going to work out. So we'll see. I have my 2K moments, to say the least, with my career with the Portland Trailblazers. And this was updated before all the trade additions had happened. So you're going to see, of course, you said Nurkic, you're going to see Damian Lillard. So we'll see how this works out.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be interesting. Again, that's it for me now. I think I got everything out there I needed to ask. So there's nothing else. We can wrap this up and get on out of here.
Yep.
Okay. So that is another edition of Double Take Sports Talk. Thank you for listening and watching. Of course, you can follow our podcast channel at Double Take Sports Talk for the latest content of our podcast and stuff like that. And the gaming content also at the Watch Brothers on YouTube. You can check that out too. Social media, you know, all that. You can check that out too. But again, I'm Daryl. Daryl's right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Till then.
Ciao.